This is Wild About Utah. Back in October 2019, the ranger at the Great Salt Lake State Park began to notice a white mound forming on the sand flats behind the visitor center. The white mounds turned out to be made up of a hydrated sodium sulfate known as mirabilite that was being carried to the surface by an upwelling of a freshwater spring. Since the 1940s, geologists have known that in this area, 30 inches below the surface, there was a 3 to 6 foot shelf of mirabilite. They knew about the freshwater springs. What was new was cold air. Since this stretch of sand was no longer underwater, the mirabilite carried to the surface stayed there as crystals, piling up on each other, puddling and spreading out. One mound rose to the height of 3 feet. So when the mound started to form again this winter, I jumped at the chance to go and take a look. I must admit at first I was a little underwhelmed at the size, perhaps because the Kennecott smelter stack nearby dominates the view, rising to 1,215 feet, roughly the same height as the Empire State Building. But the park ranger got my attention when she told us that the mirabilite mounds have only been seen in 4 places in the entire world, the Canadian Arctic, Antarctica, Central Spain, and Utah. Just seeing them turns out to be a rare winter treat. When the air warms to 50 degrees, the mirabilite will crumble into a fine white powder and disappear. My mind flashed back to a trip I'd made on the other end of the lake 10 years ago. I'd just graduated from the docent training class at the Utah Museum of Fine Art, and a friend and I wanted to celebrate by having high tea at the center of the spiral jetty, a 1,500-foot-long, 15-foot-wide coil of black rock, a stunning example of land art jutting out from the northern shore. We'd been warned that it might be underwater, but when we arrived, we were delighted to find we could easily walk to the very center of the spiral as the lake water gently lapped at the edges of our shoes. We clinked our teacups and toasted the greatness of the lake. Suddenly, I wanted to see the jetty again, and I hopped in my car and drove to the remote site. I saw the spiral jetty was now high and dry. Drifting sand had already started to bury parts of it. The water's edge was over 300 yards away. I thought of the millions of migratory birds that would be arriving in the spring to rest and feast on the tiny treasures of the lake, the brine shrimp. I hoped a smaller lake would still be able to take care of them all. The recent words of the director of the Friends of the Great Salt Lake, Linda Freitas, rang in my head. The Great Salt Lake is a gift that keeps on giving. Just add water. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.